as we've been reporting, a Bay Area radio personality, very familiar to KCBS listeners, very close to all of us at KCBS, passed away last night. Retired traffic anchor Ron Lyons died at a hospital near his home in Medford, Oregon, after a battle with cancer. I'd like to take a listen to some of Ron's work with us.
8:34 on the Ron Lyons program on a Monday night. Number one for six consecutive.
KCBS News Time, 6:58 as we go back to the Bay Bridge with Ron.
It is really bad. There are two stall trucks.
421 KROY, fun time. The Ron Lyons program for Monday, September 11, 1961.
1961. We're joined on the KCBS Newsline by his son, Sean Lyons, a broadcaster as well, and some listeners may remember him from Bay Area Airwaves as Tom Berlin. Sean, our condolences to you and your family.
Thank you. I don't think many listeners are going to remember me, though, Jane.
But. Well, I don't know. I think the phones might light up. But we will always remember your dad, for those of us that had so much fun working with him. But the listeners, too, gosh, years and years and years on the air traveling with them every morning.
Well, you know, and he loved that, you know, that he accidentally became a traffic anchor. He'd been in music radio for a long time. He'd done some news for a couple of years. But for the most part, throughout his career, up until he arrived at KCBS, he had been a jock. He'd done records, and he interviewed Frank Sinatra. And you know, I was listening to the old tapes you were playing from 1961, and he listened to his old stuff like that far back, and he goes, "Whew, that was awful."
I don't think Ron was ever awful. I can tell you that. But you know, that long time of loving to communicate, loving the music, loving the listeners, I think really came through, and it was that old style radio that we've all grown up with and we love.
Yeah, you know, he really not only loved the art of radio. I mean, he thought that there was doing radio well was an art. He not only loved that, but he loved the art of communication, and he loved communicating. He loved connecting with people, and when there was, you know, when there's as wicked as his sense of humor could be, when somebody needed help, he was the first guy there.
Yes, he was. We can all attest to that firsthand. And radio stations are interesting families. You know, anyone who ever saw the TV show WKRP, there's some truth to that. And your dad was one of the most interesting characters.
He was a character, and he had his own way of doing things, and he used humor for everything, and he believed that there was no situation that you couldn't use humor in, because he thought that, you know, laughter was, you know, healing. I mean, he didn't preach that, but it's the way he felt. And he always tried to interject. That's why he tried to be, you know, humorous on the traffic reports, all the old sayings, that backed up to Omaha, the backup on the East Shore is longer than your first marriage. He used to call the San Mateo Bridge the S&M Bridge until somebody told him not to. But anyway,
I think he might have done it even after that. But
yeah, a few times. He definitely marched to the tune of his own drummer, but it was never a drummer that took him out of step with the human condition. And he really he loved people. And as he got older, he even did more so. We live in Gold Beach, Oregon now. We all live up here together. And he really got involved with a local radio station. And he had been doing, you know, free of charge, he'd been doing little IDs and liners and production work for them, because he really liked the idea of what the radio station represented to the town. And then when he moved up here, he did a show up here, and he just, you know, he really loved it. He did a bunch of different stuff up here. He was on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce, and he did a lot of, you know, the little local events, and he was never comfortable with being in the public and doing a public appearance, that type of stuff, until he retired, and then he just sort of kind of enjoyed doing that here. And he really enjoyed connecting with people. He didn't stop helping people. He gave advice to the local jocks here. And you're right, there was just nobody that really could, I think, connect in the unique way my dad did. He was able to get to the heart of the matter and find what needed to be said. And at the same time, he was able to make you smile. And at the same time, he was able to share, I think he shared a lot of himself, more than people think, while he was on the air. There was always little nuggets of him, of his thoughts and feelings and everything he did.
That, I think you're right, that came from a life of challenges, too.
Yeah, you know, he overcame his alcoholism, and you know, my sister died at the age of 23 in 1988, and he'd been sober for about a year and a half. And if you're not going to drink during that, you know, it's, that takes a lot of self, you know, just a self-discipline. And, you know, and he was actually the glue that held our family together at that point, because obviously, you know, we were all devastated. And he found a way to grieve while at the same time being there for both me and my mom. And, you know, without him, I don't think that as a family we would have survived it. He was he was completely and ultimately the emotional center and a rock. And he was amazing. And I told him that several times. He was just really, for all the jokes and you know, for occasionally the occasional flashes of temper, he was the sweetest guy. And he overcame a lot of, he grew up, you know, semi-poor in Asheville, North Carolina, and frankly he grew up with a family that was, you know, dysfunctional in a lot of ways. And you know, alcoholism, like it does in many families, ran in our family. And so things were very hard for him, and he was able to overcome those challenges. But losing, you know, losing my sister was probably the ultimate. And you know, he was an amazing man, and he was just, he spent every day, I mean, he never preached this, but that's what I saw. He spent, you know, as he got older, even more so, he spent every day trying to be a better person. Every day it was, his mind said, you know, how can I help somebody today, you know, or can I make somebody smile today? He loved to make people laugh.
Well, he did a good job here, and that's what we've been doing today, too, remembering your dad, Ron Lyons. Thanks, Sean Lyons, for joining us on what I know is a tough day, and our condolences to you and your mom, and we're just all going to miss him very much.